your expectation this year will not be cut off. Expect miracles. Expect breakthroughs. Expect that the Lord God will walk a walk in your life this year. And put these principles I've taught you into work, and you will see the mighty hand of God work wonders in your life.
Welcome to the Word of Truth radio program. That clip you just heard is from last week's broadcast. You can catch up on the podcast at www.pastorobi.com/podcast or search for Pastor Obi Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and on your favorite podcast platform.
Today, Pastor Obi speaks on how to be expectant of what God is set to do in our lives this year. Relax and invite your friends and family to join you for an awesome time, as the Word of Truth is rightly divided. Here is Pastor Obi.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We're still on the Expect series. Glory be to God. This year, expect miracles. Expect good governance. Expect breakthroughs. Expect big, mighty things that the Lord is set to do in your life, in your career, in your business, in your job, in your family. Expect it, because they all will surely come to pass. Your expectation, hallelujah, will not be cut short, will not be cut off until everything that you trust God for is fulfilled and comes to pass. Glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a story I just want to share with us. You know, a popular story from the Gospels. You know, you find that story in the book of John, chapter 5. And I'm going to read this story from the Passion Translation. The Bible says in verse 1, "Sweet Spirit of the Most High God, I ask that you speak to us this evening in accents clear and still. Let your word come simply, that everyone will understand it, that will give us the impetus to trust you, to believe you, to expect mighty things in our lives this year. In the name of Jesus, amen." And amen. Verse 1 says, "From Galilee, Jesus returned to Jerusalem to observe one of the Jewish feasts." You know, theologians could not been able to tell us which feast exactly, but they say it could be Pentecost. It could be Passover, Pentecost, or Purim. Nobody knows for sure. But one thing we'll notice from this first verse is that Jesus obeyed the law and kept the law of going to Jerusalem 3 times a year as a male. So maybe it's one of those feasts that he was returning to Jerusalem to observe. And the Bible says, "Inside the city, near the sheep gate, there is a pool in Aramaic called the House of Loving Kindness." The House of Loving Kindness also translates grace, also translates as mercy. Glory be to God. So that place was a house of grace and a house of mercy. And we know that grace is God doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And it is depicted by this story. As we go on, you're going to see what God has put in place at that location that those there cannot do for themselves. Just follow me as we continue this story. And the Bible says that this place, this house of loving kindness, was surrounded by 5 porches. It says 5 covered porches. So you see, the house of grace had a physical representation of grace. 5 porches. And we know the number 5 is the number of grace. Glory be to God. So these guys gathered at the house of grace expecting that God will do something that they cannot do for themselves. What is that thing that they expect from God? The Bible says hundreds of sick people were lying under the covered porches. Hey, listen to me. Make sure this year that you're under grace. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, make sure this year that you are lying under grace, because this year will be turbulent. This year might be catastrophic for most. But once you're under grace, rebraka setoya, you will glide and float through life. Not because you are not perturbed, not because you don't have challenges, not because you don't have troubles, but like Jesus, who slept in the boat in the midst of the storm, so would you rest. Oh, you didn't hear me. I say, so would you rest. You will rest in the midst of the storm. Do you know why? You are under grace. Oh, rekekeke. I want you to tell somebody sitting next to you, I am under grace. I want you to go to the comment section and type this. Say, I am under grace. Say, in this year 2023, I am under grace. Hey, grace covers Pastor B. Put that in the comment section. Say, grace covers, put your name, covers you. Oh, in the midst of the storm, I'll be at rest, knowing for sure that God has graced me. Knowing for sure that God has graced Activate Church. Knowing for sure that God has graced my family. I shall not fear. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says that these men that were sick, some were paralyzed, some were blind, some were crippled. The Bible says that all of them, we are expecting healing. All of them, we are expecting healing. Is there something you're expecting from God this year? Is there something you're expecting from God this year? I've come to announce to you that your expectation cannot, will not be cut off. Because surely there is an end for you. If you believe that, shout a big amen in the comment section. And then I say, shout a big amen. Put it in capital letters. Say a big amen. My expectation from God this year will not be cut off. So the Bible says in the next verse, shows us what the expectation is. The Bible says, for an angel of God periodically descended into the pool to stir the waters, and the first one who stepped into the pool after the water swirled would instantly be healed. Once you're expecting God for a miracle and you're attentive, looking around, searching where it might come from, be expectant, your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough becomes instantaneous. Your expectation and your actions of expectation ensures that when God shows up, you become first in line. Because if they are distracted, probably conversing with your neighbor, maybe you're on a phone call, maybe they've got to play a board game, when that angel comes, they will miss out. It is your expectation that ensures that when the miracle comes, you'll be first in line. That is why expectation is very important. Take away expectation, you might last longer in that shame, in that pain that has plagued you or your family. But your expectation, your constant, consistent, insistent expectation pulls you closer to your miracle, pulls you closer to your breakthrough. If you keep on looking, if you keep keeping your eyes on God, if you keep keeping your eyes on Christ, it makes you first in line. So when that miracle comes, you get it. You know how it is? When you're introduced to something for the first time, how excited you are. I'm sure those that arrived there newly, maybe they just got that sickness. Maybe they just We are plagued by that disease, and they just go there for the first time. Their expectation is high because they've heard what happens, that the angels comes when no one is looking, when no one least expects. So they might even have gone for the first few weeks or first few months, sleepless nights, just to be attentive. But what happens is that the longer you stay and your miracle tarries, your expectation drops. That's what usually happens to people. But I've come here to announce you today, never ever lower your expectation. Never ever Let your expectation drop. I've come to announce today that your miracles will no longer delay. It will come swiftly, speedily, in the name of Jesus. Like the man we're going to talk about has been dead maybe for 30-something years. His expectation lowered. Lowered. If that thing you are trusting God for has delayed, spark up your expectation. Set it back on fire. Fan the flame. I've come to announce to you that Jesus is walking by your house this night. He's walking by your house this night. Fan up the flame of your expectation. He will not overlook the one that is expecting him to do something. He will not overlook the one that has cried unto him like blind Bartimaeus, who cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on me. He did not lower his expectation. Despite when men around him are saying, oh, keep your mouth shut. Don't disturb the master. Let him go about his business. You are the least amongst us. There are people out there, great men, mighty men, that are believing for a multi-million dollar contract. Let them have Jesus answer their prayer. Your blindness is nothing. Listen to me. I don't care what status in society that you are in. Never, never let people around you affect your faith. Never, ever let people around you affect your expectation. Raise it up. Shout. Scream. Say, tonight is my night. I will not let you go, Jesus, until you answer me. Just like Jacob held on to Christ on the mountain. I said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So should you do this night. Say, Lord, this night I will not let you go till you bless me. I am sick and tired of this problem. Sick and tired of this problem. Don't let time deflate your expectation. Don't let time lower your hopes. Don't let time overthrow your faith. Don't let time take you to the back of the line. Refuse to leave the front of the line. What keeps you in front is your expectation. And the Bible said that Jesus came in there, saw hundreds of sick people. He walked to this man that had been disabled for 38 years. Straight to that man. And just asked him a question in verse 5. Do you truly long to be well? Oh, may the answer to your prayer not come to you and ask you a question. May the answer to your prayer not come to you and ask you if you want to be whole, if you want to be well, and you say rubbish. May that not be your portion. The man said to him, he has been there probably for 30-something years. Who knows? The Lord just said that his sickness, he has lasted for 38 years. I don't know if it's from birth or if it's just something that he caught while living. But he has had that disease, that sickness. He has now been lame and crippled for 38 years. You now understand what I mean by what I said at the beginning. When you start hoping, your expectation is high. When you start believing God, your expectation is up. But when the miracle tarries, it starts dwindling. People arrive at that porch expecting a touch from God. But when the miracle tarries, they shift their eyes from God and they put it on someone else. And that's exactly what the man did.
Pastor Obi will continue this message next week at the same time on the same channel. He will love to hear from you. Please send him a message on Facebook or Instagram at Pastor C. Obi, that is Pastor Letter C. Obi. Follow him on these platforms. Till next week, go succeed, go prosper, for God is with you.